Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 1st of November, is that right? Yes, of 2021. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. And you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Find out how to get yourself a free shell account and do all kinds of neat stuff. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stay for the net. Okay, I was just checking the Anon radio there and we don't seem to be coming over the stream. Alas, I am AB9FJ, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on the TechLink conference, node 9229 on Echolink. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for letting us use his conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait to be acknowledged by the net control. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic or a question of the week, but I didn't have time to come up with one this week, so it'll be another open mic net today. Anything that's on your mind? Anything that is in the news about ham radio lately, or maybe even not about ham radio. It's a fair game. Now, I see there are a few call signs on the list here who I don't recognize, so I will explain a little bit how we do the check-ins here. But before I get into that, let me reset. Okay, I can see in my Echolink app here stations that are connected via Echolink, such as N4RNW, KC3LYZ, AB3KC, DL6MHC, K5EFS, VK6BQQ, and KB6WWF. I do not see any conferences connected to the TechLink conference right now, so the Ham conference or any of those others. And in particular, I do not see the DMR gateway. So pretty much I think the call signs that I just recited are the only ones who are going to be here today. So however, if I'm wrong, if there's some other station out there who is listening to me right now and wants to join our net today, well, the ones that I've already mentioned, you're on my list. You don't need to do anything. I'll come to you in turn, and you'll get a chance to speak to the net. So anyone who did not hear their call sign, come forward now, and I will add you to my list. Yes, as expected, I did not hear any new call signs. I don't know where a new call sign would have come from. So let's start with N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. This is N4RNW Herald here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. And it's dark out there. All the goblins have rung the doorbells and going through the community, scooping up all their goodies. So, really, there's nothing much to report down here. We got back from a 2.5-week vacation / visit with relatives up in Tennessee, and drove back, and we're now back, glad to be back home. So, back to you, Wayne, and good evening to all, and for RNW.
Okay, thanks, Harold. Just real quick, what part of Tennessee? When I was a kid, we lived in various parts of Tennessee, and so I'm just kind of curious.
Sure. My wife's brother and his wife and son live in Sevierville, Tennessee, which is just west of Pigeon Forge.
Oh, yes. I've been there. Towards the, what's the name of the ham radio factory there? I'm drawing a blank on it. It's a famous factory. And also went down to Pigeon Forge and toured the Smoky Mountains. Had a really good time, actually. We drove all the way over to the Carolinas and visited the Kings Mountain battlefield site. So, yeah, that very memorable trip down there. So, probably very nice this time of year. I'll bet the trees were pretty. Tentec, is that right? I think that's the ham radio company that I toured while I was in the neighborhood there. Let me pass it back to you there real quick, Harold.
Yeah, Wayne, I think you're right. I think it's called Tentec. I've never been, no, correction, I have been in there probably about 5 years ago. But Weirs Valley is where we were staying with the relatives, and it's beautiful. The leaves were not in their prime yet. They should be right now or maybe in another week, but it was good enough to see there in the Smoky Mountain National Park and surrounding areas. So, thanks, Wayne. Back to you, N4RNW.
All right. Fine business, Harold. Let's see. Next on my list here is KC3LYZ. Robert.
Hi, this is KC3LYZ. Bob and Silly. SGF username is Robert R. And we're here in Poughkeepsie, New York for one more day. We've just had saw a nice concert at the college I used to go to, Marist, where every year they do a choir concert with Broadway music. So that was pretty good. Yeah, I got one of the Tentec radios, an old shortwave model RX340 that I got like back in the 90s. But for some reason, it has a bug now where if it's a certain temperature, like over 70 or so, then it takes 5 or 10 minutes sometimes to come up, and it'll cut off from time to time. I got to send it in or see anybody that repairs them back to net control.
Okay, yeah. Oh, well, good luck with that. Like Harold said, when I did the tour of their factory, it was about probably a little bit more than 5 years ago. I'm thinking more like 8, maybe 10 years ago. And I think they did have a repair facility there. So I hope you can get your radio working again. Otherwise, keep a can of blow-off handy to chill the chips down, whatever is causing it to overheat. So, let's see. So, thank you, Bob. Next on my list here is a AB3KC. Colin.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is AB3KC, Collins. I am Dirty Rig on SDF and have ties to Tennessee and North Carolina. I heard you say Kings Mountain. I spent some years of my childhood in Shelby, North Carolina. They have a very popular ham fest. It's really the neighbor to Kings Mountain. And then Tennessee, that's where I went when I graduated from college for work originally. Did some work for the Tennessee Valley Authority for a few years as a contractor. Anyway, all good stuff. Sequoia, it's beautiful, especially in the fall. What else is going on here? My wife told me there was some sort of solar activity, and even though there was, I have to admit I did not turn on my HF rig today. Turns out, I guess it was more trick than treat, but there was a coronal mass ejection, but it was not a direct hit, so that's probably good. I mean, I don't know. Sunspots are good, I know, but coronal mass ejections can be difficult as well, so it's probably better that it didn't hit us. What else is going on? Well, it's good to see the numbers this week. I'm glad everybody joined tonight, and I'm going to send it back to Net Control so we can hear everybody's report. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, thank you, Collins. Yeah, I did hear somebody talking about some kind of solar storm, but I did not pursue the issue. So a CME that was, I guess, aimed in the wrong direction, the right direction, I guess. Okay, that explains that, I think. Let's see. Next on my list here is DL6MHC. David. David, where did I get that? Michael.
6 Michael to Charlie. And name here is Micah. QTH is in the southwest of Germany. And my SDF.org tree name is Odi, Oscar Delta India Echo. And yeah, it's been a long time that I've attended the net, but now the winter time has started, and I can now join at 1 a.m. and not at 2 a.m. and this is much more convenient for me on a Monday morning. So what's new here? We had a beautiful day today. It was sunny. It was over 20 degrees, and we celebrated the birthday of my grandmother, who turned 101. Which is an awesome age, and which was very nice. Yeah, and regarding the solar activity, I can't give you a scientific explanation on all of this, but I realized on HF that funny things happened. I was able to work the west coast of the USA on 12 meter. And at the same time, the East Coast and Africa, and also clearly some things have changed on HF the last few weeks, and this is for me very exciting. Being a new ham radio operator, I have my license for 2 years now, so I started at the lowest point of the sun cycle, and things are getting becoming very, very exciting now for me, and I'm very happy. I participated a little bit in the contest. I'm not a contester, but it's nice to work some entities I never worked before. But overall, it is very stressful. But you can see there what the bands could look like if everyone would turn on the radio. So I guess that's for me. Back to you, Wayne. Back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and good to hear from you again. And I guess 1 o'clock in the morning. That's kind of late. So I'm glad that you're with us. I think next week in the United States we'll switch back to Standard Time, which means that. Where I live, it'll move from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m., which kind of is it means that I'll have to get home earlier than during the winter, or during the summer, rather. So, anyway, we'll see how all that works out. Next on my list is K5E, is that Echo Foxtrot Sierra? Yes, Eric, I think is this your first time joining us?
Hey, Wayne. No, this is actually my second or third time, but I haven't checked in for quite a while. My SDF username is Soldev, that's S-O-L-D-E-V, and this will be a quick in-and-out check-in. So back to you, Net Control.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Hope to hear from you again in the future. Next on my list is VK6BQQ, Reg.
Hey, B9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, good to see the screen getting filled up here. Just a few things here regards to rules and regulations. I wonder if anybody has any comments here. We have a group called the Wayham Group on Messenger, and they're on there whining and carrying on about people getting on and talking about the dollars. Now, here's a gentleman that has a radio for sale, and he suggested it was $100. Well, the excitement that's going on is fearful. I thought, what's going on here? You know, usually they say, well, it's 100 dB or something in that order, but he mentioned money. And now they're talking and yattering back and forth about, your license belongs to ACMA and blah, blah, blah. And, well, it's just nonsense. Just wondering if anybody had any comment about the dollar signs and advertising it on the radio.
Is it a question of commercial activity on amateur radio frequencies? That's something that has been discussed here in the U.S. in the past, and I think the resolution or the conclusion is that as long as you're not a business like selling radios as a means of income. You know, if you're just selling this old radio you don't need anymore, that's okay. So is there a different interpretation of that in Australia?
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ. Well, this is a call sign, an individual, and he's got a radio for sale, and he mentioned $100. And you should see the different comments that come up, particularly, when you're told your license belongs to ACMA, which is the governing body over here, and they get fighting and feuding. I can see commercial advertising not a good thing. But for an individual that has a radio for sale, mentioning a dollar sign, I don't see anything wrong with it, and I don't see anything in the regulations that says you can't do that. But commercially advertising, yes, I can see that. But these guys have more time on their hands than enough.
I think I agree with you, Reg. I could see that just as a matter of kind of politeness or something, that you might have a rule that it's fine to say that you have something for sale, but if somebody is serious about buying it, they should contact you perhaps off of the radio to negotiate a price. I mean, that might be something that we could agree on, or that people could agree on as a way to do it, to avoid the ham bands becoming a marketplace. But I don't see that it's that big a problem that it needs that kind of a solution. So, but let me see if anybody else has any other perspective on this. Does anyone else want to comment?
AB3 Casey.
Go ahead.
In the early years that I was licensed, I recall a lot of our 2-meter nets, VHF nets, would have swap meets on them. I think that's less popular now because we either have email reflectors or QRZ to sell stuff, but we, 10, 15, 20 years ago, over-the-air swap meets were you'd have just a normal club weekly net, and then the last 5 minutes of the net would be an open question to anyone who's selling gear. So, I don't know. I mean, and you have to mention money, I think. But so at least here in the U.S., I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like, agreed that a commercial enterprise shouldn't be doing it, but from hand to hand, completely fine. And surprised that I'm not. It's the Internet. Not surprised at all that there's a flame over it. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Yes, that's pretty much the way it is in my neck of the woods here. We have a weekly net on the repeater, and a buy and sell is a regular feature of that net, but it's not used a lot. I think it was used a little bit more in the past, but as you say, there are so many other ways to sell your unwanted radio gear that doing it on the net is probably the last thing that most people think of. Any other comments?
TS6MFC.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I think at least here in Germany, it's okay if you sell from private to private person, but not commercially. And it actually was a door opener for me because in the beginning I was pretty mic shy and I was listening to guys on a local repeater. And I wasn't able to get in. I wasn't brave enough. And then someone told he has an antenna to sell, a Fritzl GPA30, and that he wanted this and that price. And then I PTT'd in, and then I met him, the guy, and I bought the antenna. And since then I'm part of this group on the local repeater on a daily basis, which is very nice, and this way I got also the support. He could tell me what he has done with the antenna, what I have to consider, what I have to do, and when I then told him that I now was able to reach a new entity, contact a new entity, He was very happy that this was possible with his antenna. It was a bargain, and it was a very important step for me to step into such group to bring a positive aspect to this. Back to net control.
Yeah, that's a very happy story there. I'm glad you related that to us, Michael. That's one of the really good ways that ham radio works. Period. You meet people, you get a good deal on some used equipment, you get some help on using it, you make friends, and you overcome your mic shyness. I mean, it's win-win-win. Great story, Michael. Thank you. Any other comments?
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, and just another comment. They're on there talking and carrying on about the ham police. You know, I've been taught that, yes, we can basically look after our bands, etc., but they're on there arguing and carrying on about if you've got a problem, you go to the ACMA or the FCC or whatever. But a lot of things can be cleared up on the air via ham, individuals, etc. But they're on there complaining and carrying on about the people that get on and police. So just wondering if you have that situation over there in the U.S.
Well, yes, I'm sure we do, especially on venues like Facebook, probably, you know, the forums on QRZ and so forth. But frankly, I do not hang out on those places, so I don't see that kind of stuff. I know it exists, but it doesn't affect me. So I could say just, you know, don't hang out on those forums, Reg, but maybe you have to because there's some other good stuff on there that's worth wading through the muck to get to. So I would just say keep a thick skin and don't get too upset.
Well, it's very disturbing to see the amateur world complaining. I noticed a lot of folks in there gabbing about, well, I've been a radio operator since 1948 and they carry on and these are the rules and you must adhere to them and blah, blah, blah. Doesn't give much incentive for the newcomers.
No, it doesn't. And I'm not really sure what we can do about that. My approach has been to walk away from those people and don't give them the satisfaction of an audience. But that's the kind of thing that everybody has to do for it to be effective. As long as there are people hanging on every word coming out of these guys, they will keep doing what they're doing and making life sort of miserable for the rest of us. So, like I said, I don't have a solution. Just avoid them if you can.
Well, as they say, ignorance is bliss. So we just see. But I just thought I'd throw that out and see if there was any comments.
Yeah, and I think you were asking if we have the same thing here in the U.S., and indeed we do. And I'm sure Canada, pretty much anywhere you go, I think you'll find people like that. I think we're about to hit the 30-minute mark here, so I should probably rewind a little bit and mention that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 1st of November, 2021, with AB9FJ as the net control. And I don't think any new stations have joined us. Just checking here. No. So I don't think I need to go into all the other stuff there. So I think satisfying the regulatory requirements. Next on my list was VK6BQQ, but you've already had your turn. How about KB6WWF? Is that? Yes, go ahead there. KB6WWF.
This is KB6WWF. My name and SDF username is Carolina, and K5EFS is my dad. So I'm also doing a quick in and out check-in. Thanks, Wayne.
Okay, real quick. I think Carolina. I think we've heard you before. Have you checked in many months ago?
Yes, once before, I think.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome back, and hope we'll hear from you again in the future. So, 73. Okay, I'm at the end of my list here, so I'm ready to take new check-ins or rechecks from anyone who would like to add something to what they said before.
VK6PQQ, if I may.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just a question for Carolina there, Plano, Texas. Did you say you were the daughter of Mike, K5ESS?
No, it's Eric, K5ESS.
Sorry, you cut out there. Try that again.
This is Carolina. My dad is Eric, K5ESS.
Just to confirm there, you're saying K5ESS is Eric. I show him as Michael. He does our website on QRZ. So I was kind of confused there. His call was K5ESS.
It's Echo Foxtrot Sierra, Reg.
Ah, okay. My ears aren't doing right. I see that. K5EFS. Echo Fox Sierra. Okay, I was looking for Kilo 5 Echo Sierra Sierra. All right, my mistake.
No problem. That's, a ubiquitous, ever-occurring problem there, trying to listen to letters that sound very similar. Okay, do we have any other comments or anything to add? Okay, I think it's probably about time to wrap it up then. Let me find the end of the script here. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, where are we here, 031 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I think we still have the DMR talk group, but I don't think anyone here is on DMR. But if you are, it's over on 31650 talk group. Or you can join us in COM on SDF over in the Anon Radio Room. Just listening to the Anon radio stream just to see if we had finally shown up there, but no. So anyway, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, 73 for now.
Thanks, Wayne. VK6PQQ Australia. Good morning.
Thank you very much for your efforts and for your time, Wayne. VK6MHC.
Thanks to everyone for joining us this week.